I have a friend whose father was dying of a very empty life 3,000 miles away on the opposite coast. And in her own saddened state, she was seeing him in his lack, very alone, very melancholy, a pathetic picture of a man without friends, without incentive, without the will to live. And Daddy just kept getting worse. Then she got wind of the law of attraction and realized that she had been doing exactly the opposite of what had been her intent. So after that, as she lay in bed each night, she'd see her dad as he used to be, vital, filled with fun, spirited, gregarious. She refelt the wonderful times they had playing tennis together and the merriment of the family ice skating on the local pond. She could feel herself just meld into the joy of those feelings and times. And within 3 days, her dad called saying he felt better than he had ever felt in years. And would it be okay if he came out for a visit? Was she responsible for the change? No, only in providing her dad with an opportunity to pick up her new paints and brushes that she was offering. She had given him a vibrational leg up, much like we might toss a life jacket to someone. They can grab it or not, but the choice is theirs and theirs alone. Now, since we're talking about relationships, what about this business of breaking up? Should I? Shouldn't I? Should I? Shouldn't I? If you've been exploring the ins and outs of deliberate creating with the law of attraction and your mate has not, you may be in for a little pulling apart, unless good old mate decides to come along. Let's take a look at some new ways to consider this breaking up scene. First off, we've got another one of these emotionally charged words to deal with, relationship. That very word evokes a huge mixed bag of longings and shivers right in the same breath. So we got to change the script. If we want it different, either now or within the next relationship, we got to see it and feel it to be different. If we want it to be different, we got to change the script. Let's say you're out of it now. You're out of the relationship now, living by yourself. You're enjoying this deliberate creating routine, and so you decide that you're ready for a venture with a new partner. But what's the first thing you think about? The old one, the old relationship. You have to change the script and get those vibrations you're holding on to out. You have to manufacture somehow a revised feeling about your ex. If you don't, if you keep holding on for dear life to those resentments, angers, and peeves, your next go-around can't help but be the same sort of thing or worse, because that's the vibration you're putting out. Like vibrations attract. Like frequencies attract. You're putting out resentments, angers, and peeves. That's what's going to be coming back. Now, this might not be thrilling news to you, but relationships never die. They never cease. Just by virtue of the two of you or three of you or 20 of you having been together in a house or an office or a club, you have a vibrational tie that never, never stops. So if you let any one of those ties remain negative, well, you know the rest. That vibration will be forever radiating out from you looking for its match. Same thing with blameful focus on our parents. We get what we focus on, pure and simple. So it's an odds-on bet that if you had ugly stuff in your childhood you're still hanging on to, you're a shoe-in to attract it in some kind of relationship, whether it's in marriage, in neighbors, or at work. But okay, let's get back to your current situation. Let's say you're still involved with a relationship, still living or working together with the question as to whether you should or shouldn't remain. Okay, now's the time to take your focus off the conditions, ask yourself what's been bothering you, and start getting those negative vibrations reversed. So the point is, love them, whether or not they were or are lovable. Appreciate them, no matter how justified you may be in sticking pins in their voodoo doll. Break the chain of negative attraction. Then you can find your answers as to leaving or staying. And if you do leave, You won't be attracting a clone this time on the same old negative wavelength. And you know, try as we will, fix-it kits don't work either. Whenever we decide that someone needs fixing, all we're doing is viewing them as wrong, just flooding them with negative energy. Instead, if we can find something, anything to appreciate about them and plant the seeds of potential new growth about them with our own positive vibrations, we open up a chance for a change. Now, if you want to help someone out of their immediate suffering, simply send them a, it's going to be all right, kind of energy. That will usually quiet them down and give them an opportunity for at least a moment of feel good. Now, as Pollyanna-ish as that might sound, it's a soother for them and it's a respite for you. Now they're in a place to accept your paints and brushes or not. If they choose not, so be it. But joining them, trying to fix them, joining them in their chain of pain, even in heartfelt compassion, is only going to compound the misery by magnifying the negative vibrations, both theirs and yours. Now let's talk about families and this thing that we call harmony. If someone in your family is driving you bonkers, not only is your focus making it worse, it's affecting every other area of your life, your focus on that person. Here's what a close friend of mine did with, remarkable success. Without going into details, the teenage son was acting as the catalyst for everybody's ugly feelings, and the whole family was being painfully torn apart with his drug-related antics. As Peg, his mother, and my friend started getting more and more into the law of attraction, she decided to see if everybody could amalgamate their individual intents into a more focused direction rather than spraying them all over the place. They all had a hard time at first because everybody was keeping their don't-want focus on the sun rather than on their own valve. So as might be expected, the first few go-arounds emerged as long list of don't-wants from everyone, particularly from the sun. But after a while, quite a while, everybody was stating their positive wants openly and enthusiastically. For the first time ever, they all truly wanted to be together, to do things together, to go places together. They wanted to feel like a family. And so it was really working. Although the son's grades didn't exactly fly off the card, he turned around enough to stay in school while both mom and pop stayed pretty much off his back. Peg and her family, granted, they didn't sail off into the sunset, not by a long shot. They continued getting caught up in the old habits of needing conditions to change before they could be happy. But they were all a committed lot, and they kept working at their family get-togethers to restate their intents and their wants. It was making a huge, huge difference in all of their lives.